A question I've heard a lot this last year has been people kind of saying, I knew Taylor Swift was big, but I had no idea she was this big, because it's kind of hard to escape any news about her at this point, even if you're not a Swiftie or you don't follow her music.
Today, we're talking Swiftonomics. My colleague, economics correspondent Appa Bhattarai, spoke with Emily Yar about how Taylor Swift has become her own economy, and what that tells us about how Americans are spending their hard-earned cash these days. I'll let Appa and Emily take it from here.
Emily, I'm really excited to talk with you today because we've both been writing about Taylor Swift and her economic and cultural impact. And I want to start at the beginning of the Eras Tour, before the tour even started, with this intense demand for tickets. Ticketmaster crashed almost immediately. People had to end up buying on resale sites. There was this huge fiasco back in November. I'm wondering what that ticket buying process was like for fans. How did that impact how much they paid? And then how did that sort of set the tone for the frenzy that ended up surrounding this entire tour?
I believe when Taylor Swift addressed the fiasco of ticket buying, she basically apologized to fans that felt it was like going through several bear attacks. I think that was the language she used. she didn't do anything in this case. Like, she repeatedly said that Ticketmaster repeatedly assured her team that they could handle the demand, and it was clear they hadn't, so she felt very bad about that. But you're right, I think it completely set the tone for just how much hype this tour was going to get, because, you know, I talked to a lot of people at these shows who, you know, are used to buying tickets for concerts that people really want to go to, and they, you know, set up their laptop or their phone, they're ready at exactly, you know, 10 a.m. local time or whenever they're about to go on sale, and they know exactly what to do. But this was unlike anything they'd ever seen. They spent hours and hours in virtual waiting rooms. One dad described to me as trying to get tickets for his daughters, and he was just carrying his laptop around at work, like, the entire day. Even when he would just, you know, walk down the hallway, he would have his laptop on the off chance that, you know, the tickets would become available. So people had just never really seen anything like this. And I think what also happened is, if you were lucky enough to get through, because you kind of saw the chatter of how difficult it was, no matter what the price was, just all logic like went out of your head, and you were just immediately like, yes, I will spend whatever it takes. Like, no matter the spending limit my friends and I had in mind, I'm just clicking yes because I need these tickets.